The political prosecution is over. It's March 26, 2024, and these are your headlines. After nearly a decade, a deal has finally been reached to dismiss state securities fraud charges against Attorney General Ken Paxton that have amounted to what some have called a political prosecution. And a little bit of history. The charges stem back to 2015, shortly after Paxton took office as Attorney General, when he was indicted in Collin County for allegedly failing to disclose his financial interest in a firm to potential investors. The Collin County indictment came after several counties declined to do so. Well, in the following 9 years, the case has moved venues multiple times. It's been delayed repeatedly, as well as the prosecutors sought to increase their own pay. A Houston court on Tuesday, Paxton and the prosecutors announced they had reached a deal to dismiss the charges and cancel the trial, which was slated to begin in 3 weeks. According to the terms of the pretrial diversion agreement, Paxton must pay around $300,000 in restitution, along with 100 hours of community service and 15 hours of legal ethics courses. Dan Cogdell, an attorney representing Paxton, said the state approached them with the deal, and this is very important, and this is not being reported in a lot of the legacy media outlets, it doesn't amount to an admission of guilt. He said the agreement allows him to get back to representing the citizens of the state of Texas. There's no admission of any wrongdoing on Ken's part in the agreement because there was no wrongdoing on his part. Brian Weiss, a prosecutor in the case, said he believed justice was not being denied in the case. He said, "The oath that I took is the oath that every prosecutor in Texas takes, which is that my primary duty is to seek justice and not to convict." Paxton, meanwhile, has said he was grateful for his legal team and eager to have the case behind him. It marks the end of a long saga that culminated, of course, in the Texas House's impeachment of Paxton last year, in part due to accusations of obstruction in the case, so-called obstruction. Even after the Senate acquitted Paxton on all impeachment charges, they even just outright tossed out some of them, including some House members, including Speaker Dade Phelan, had predicted Paxton would be imprisoned due to the state charges. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said the dismissal of the charges highlights the fact that the case lacked any real evidence, comparing it to the House's impeachment last year. In a post on X, Dan Patrick said this bears a striking similarity to the impeachment debacle, where Ken Paxton's political enemies in the House fabricated a case that collapsed during trial in the Senate. That's what he wrote on X shortly after the announcement. He went on to say the political hit squad in the Texas House failed again in their persecution of Ken Paxton. The failed impeachment instigated by Dade Phelan backfired. It seems that Dade wound up impeaching himself. I love that line. He wound up impeaching himself and several of his top House lieutenants, and the voters in his own district have found him guilty. Despite federal courts siding for now with a campus within the Texas A&M system against drag shows, the flagship campus in College Station, well, they're going to be hosting a risque program just later this week. The event, called Draggyland, that's creative, a student-run drag show that features six drag queens and kings that compete for the crown of Draggyland in a pageant-style show. The show is hosted by the Queer Empowerment Council. It began in 2020 and has faced challenges from students and officials who disagree with the performances. This year's theme, by the way, is based around Alice in Wonderland and is set to take place Thursday night at the university's Rudder Theater Complex. The show is advertised as 18+. A&M's decision to host a drag show on campus creates an interesting contrast to West Texas A&M, which is in the same system and refused to allow its students to host a drag show on their campus. Last year, a West Texas A&M LGBT organization called Spectrum WT planned to host a drag show called A Fool's Drag Race, which was advertised as PG-13 and a fundraiser for the Trevor Project, which is a controversial LGBT nonprofit group. In canceling the event, West Texas A&M President Walter Wendler said drag shows discriminate against womanhood. Well, the student group and two of their leaders then filed a lawsuit claiming that Wendler violated their First Amendment rights. A federal judge ruled that Wendler did not violate the First Amendment and that his decision to cancel the show was not objectively unreasonable. The case is set to be heard at the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in late April.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
It's been 4 weeks since Denton County voters submitted criminal complaints alleging local school district officials illegally electioneered during the March primaries using taxpayer-funded resources to promote political candidates. So far, Denton County District Attorney Paul Johnson has failed to respond to repeated inquiries about whether his office is open to criminal investigation as state law requires. Now, local voters submitted those affidavits to Johnson on February 27th. They allege criminal election interference by Denton County Independent School District administrators. Using Denton ISD's email system, district administrators incentivized employees to vote in the Republican primary against candidates identified as school choice supporters. Texas election law prohibits government officials and employees from using public funds or internal email systems for political advertising. Violations are a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. The state's election code also requires a district attorney's office to investigate allegations of criminal conduct in an election if two or more voters submit affidavits. Texas Scorecard has contacted Johnson's office 3 times regarding the case, but has received no response. In a civil suit filed by Attorney General Paxton, Denton ISD employees agreed to comply with electioneering laws but faced no penalties. Texans regularly report school electioneering activities, particularly during bond and tax increase elections, but no government school official has ever been criminally prosecuted. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.